Weekdays, TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin or give them a call at 727-734-2879 or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hey, what a hot one we're having today. Hi, Angel. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. awesome. We missed you last week, Angel. All right, so we have some very special guests in the house today. We have Mariah, who I was just talking with, and she actually does a really awesome thing. So Mariah is just coming in to sit with us. There we go. What a beautiful dress you have on also.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very summery. Yes, thank you for coming, Mariah. So tell us a little bit about the name of your business, what you do.
Very good. So the name of the organization I work with is called New Life Village. We're located over in Tampa. So Tampa has a significant affordable housing crisis, which we all know about. Working class people are having a very hard time finding affordable housing. And then we also unfortunately lead the state in a foster care crisis. We have the highest numbers of children in out of home care in the state.
Wow.
So New Life Village is kind of at the crossroads of those two issues. So think of an apartment complex with a mission. Everybody who lives there is preventing a child or children from going into foster care or helping remove them from foster care. So either adoptive parents, foster to adoptive parents, or kinship parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles that are taking care of their relatives.
That's awesome. That's such a need in our community. Well, and it always has been. And I think it's, like you said, here in Florida, it's a tough situation. There's a lot of kids out there that need some love.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, do you take donations as a foundation, or how do you raise money?
Well, our first revenue stream is our residents do pay rent. So we have 48 townhouses there, and we do offer affordable housing to our residents. So the first thing in our business model is we do collect rents. We absolutely take donations. We take volunteers. We're very blessed to be funded by Hillsborough County, as well as partially funded by the state. Because not only do we provide housing in a 12-acre community, there is a whole on-site program. So it's like living at a YMCA for these kids, right?
That's great.
Therapy and art therapy and field trips and swim lessons and all kinds of stuff on site where the kids just get to be kids, and they have a whole bunch of neighbors. We also have senior citizens that live there, and they act as surrogate grandparents and tutors and mentors to the kids. So we are living the proverb, it takes a village to raise a child.
That's awesome. I love that. And tell us one more time how we can contact you, and what's the name again?
Absolutely. www.newlifevillage.org. You can find us on Facebook and on the web, and you can learn all about our program on those two places.
That's awesome. New Life Village. I love that.
And I also understand that you're working on a major project. So share with us exactly what's going on as far as this project and how it's going to impact the community.
Are you talking about a new construction?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So we are actually done. We finished our new construction. We opened 16 new townhouses in February. And these townhouses, it was a $5 million project. Took us about 3 or 4 years to fundraise, develop, and build. And it was specifically built for larger sibling groups. So you can't move into one of these townhouses unless you have at least 3 children you're getting out of foster care. So we've got 4 bedrooms and 3-bedroom townhouses. Yeah.
You know, I love that. That's actually really important, because a lot of kids, when they end up going to foster care, they get separated from all their siblings.
Exactly.
So not only are they losing their family or whatever they considered normal anyways, now they're losing all their siblings. Right. And it's really important, I think, to keep them together.
Well, so when you get that call, whether you're a foster parent or an aunt or uncle saying, hey, you know, your nieces and nephews, there's 3 of them, there's 4 of them, they need a placement. Some people don't want a large group just because that's a lot to handle, or some people don't have space for it because they can't afford a 3 or 4 bedroom unit. So that's specifically why we built these, so those families had that space.
That's really awesome.
And you also have a wraparound service when it comes to counseling these children, right? And what are the ages that you help as far as the family size, and what's the ages
for,
that you target?
For children?
Yeah.
Great question. So we consider youth until 22 years old, actually, because of social delays and different trauma things that happen to the kids. So kids to us are kids until 22 there. And it's birth all the way to 22. So some families, we have blended families. They have some of their own biological children as well as foster adoptive children. So we have birth all the way to 22. We have about 120 youth. And yes, we partnered with USF School of Social Work, and we offer on-site family support services. So somebody's meeting with them every month, saying, hey, do you need a referral for mental health? Do you need help paying your rent this month? You know, does Johnny need glasses? Is Susie in the best school for Susie? We're very in touch with all the families. Yeah.
Really, that is great.
Isn't that great?
That really is. That's awesome.
Is it a gated community?
It's a gated community.
Okay.
So have you guys seen the movie Encanto?
Yes.
So in Encanto, probably the biggest character in the movie, you got to see it, Angel, so good.
It is.
Probably the biggest character in the movie is actually the house. The house is what teaches everybody about themselves. The house is what helps everybody heal. For us, that's our campus. So we have a playground, we have a basketball court, we have a garden, we have a pool, we have a splash pad. But those 12 acres where the kids get to run around and play with each other and do all those things is where they get to heal. The most important thing is there's no stigma about living there. It's not a thing that you are foster care or adopted, because everybody else is. So we take the stigma away.
Yeah. Like I was telling Angel, I actually was in the foster care system, not here in Florida, of course. It was up north in Ohio. It was actually awful.
Yeah.
It was really terrible. I don't know how Florida works, because I've never really dealt with the system here, but they basically have a place they call the children's home. And so that's where you go as soon as you are taken from your home or whatever.
So it's like a group home.
Yes, like a group home. And it was awful. Like, it was really terrible. I hate to say, but the people that worked there was only one woman who actually should have worked there. All the rest of them should actually all be in jail. No, really, it was terrible. There was a little boy there, because I was older. So I was actually 16 when I went there.
Yeah.
So there was a little boy. He was 12, but he was super small. Like, you would never look at him and say, oh, that's a 12-year-old. But his mother had abused him so severely that he quit speaking when he was 5.
Yeah, that's common.
So, I don't know. I was drawn to him, you know what I mean? So, like, I wanted to just help him, fix him, make him feel better. Mm-hmm. And one of the ladies that worked there, she was horrible to him. I don't know. I was very, I guess I was feisty. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I ended up calling the state like several times.
To get him out.
And yes, because it was ridiculous. Yeah. Like he wet the bed like every single night. And she would humiliate him, and parade him down the hallway, yelling at him. And it was just awful.
Yeah.
So I used to get in trouble actually there all the time because I was not supposed to fraternize with the boys. And he's 12 years, he looks like a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So yeah, I was kind of defiant back then. But yes, I did have to, I called anybody that would listen to me because it was awful circumstances. They were like, oh, but you guys go here. And it's like, we go nowhere. They might say that we go these places, but it, no.
Yeah. So first of all, I am so sorry. I mean, your experience, unfortunately, is not uncommon. Foster care is tough for a lot of kids. And then they get stuck and they stay in there a long time. Yeah. And it's a while before they're reunified, if they're reunified. Or a lot of times they can't be reunified with their parents. And then they have to be adopted. And so our mission is to help them get to permanency, to assist them to get to that adoption so they know who and where home is. But kind of doubling back to your story, some good news there. There's been federal legislation. It's actually 3 years old now. And that legislation is called the Families First Protection Act. They actually defunded group homes. So there's not a big emphasis. What you experience is called a group home. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. There's just a bunch of kids and staff. It's not the best environment. They're needed, but there are very few of them. So the good news is they're moving away from that model.
That's good.
So that the kids can get more one-on-one.
Well, I know, and things have changed, obviously, since I was actually there. But there was a girl that was there. She was 14, and she lived there her entire life. I mean, yeah, she was placed in foster homes off and on, and then always brought back. The way Florida's law worked at that time was unless, and it was super hard to take parental rights away, like mm-hmm. so hard. So her mother actually lived like 4 blocks away from the children's home, she never ever saw her, but she would not give up her rights for her to be adopted.
Yeah.
So the law that they had in Ohio at the time was you were only allowed to be placed in a foster home for 12 months. Once that 12 months was over, you had to leave, regardless of whether they wanted to keep you or if it was a great place.
Yep.
So she experienced that like her entire life. Yep. And she was 14, and like it was just so sad.
Well, what you're talking about, I believe it was a Bill Clinton era law that said children have to, they can be only be in foster care for a year.
Yeah.
And then they have to go back to their parents. Well, the problem is, you know, the most common reason children go into foster care is the parents have a substance abuse issue.
Yes.
Which then leads to neglect.
Right.
Right. Or the parents are physically abusive with each other.
Right.
Which is also a reason. Usually those problems are not fixed in a year. Sometimes they are, but not. So it was kind of a law that didn't set everybody up for success. So people had to keep moving the kids around because you're only allowed to be there a year. Every time you move, though, that's more trauma.
Out of the whole time she was there, so for 14 years, there was only one home that they were super kind to her and they really wanted to keep her, but of course they couldn't. All the rest of the places that she was placed in, they were abusive as well. Mm-hmm. So she went through, it was just horrible, so traumatic.
Yeah. So do you go through a vetting process for the families that are located mm-hmm. within the, you know, who's participating in this program? And how do you go about doing that as far as vetting them?
Well, the first thing we do is make sure that you are, in fact, you know, adopting or bringing a child to permanency in some way. Because exactly what you're experiencing, we want to bring that to an end for children. We want them to know who and where home is, right?
That's awesome.
So they don't have to keep bouncing around. And there's different ways we do that. So first, we got to make sure, yes, in fact, you're bringing a child to permanency. Then we're going to do, you know, standard landlord stuff. Do you have an evictions? What does your credit look like? Things like that. We do offer affordable housing, so a lot of our residents are on the lower income side, but we just need to make sure that there's enough money to pay the bills. It doesn't help us to move anybody in to turn around and have to move them back out. That's just more trauma on the child. That doesn't help our mission, right? Then we do what the schools do, a level 2 background fingerprint. So everybody has to go get fingerprinted, and we do that every 5 years to make sure that there's, you know, nothing acute on their record. Some people may have some stuff, you know, a driving infraction or whatever, but we want to make sure that who's living there is safe in the community, and then we're super strict about our rules in the community. If we see parents doing anything, you know what I mean, or, you know, anything in the community, we're really strict. But to your point, foster parents, it's hard raising children. Foster parents, adoptive parents, it's hard raising children in general, but especially children that have been through trauma.
Sure.
So, that are not taking things out on children, right? We have a lot of support groups, how to raise foster children, how to raise traumatized children. And then even more than that, we realized a couple years ago that most of the people in the community, the adults, just because they turn 18, they had all experienced trauma too.
Right.
So we have lots of resources for the adults to address their own trauma, which helps them raise the children that have been through trauma.
That's why I think what you do is so amazing, because you're not just saying, okay, here, we're placing these kids there, and then you're not walking away. You're making sure, and not just making sure, but you're giving resources for counseling, because it's difficult to raise. Yeah. I mean, when you get a child that has been abused in whatever way, they're usually angry, they're going to be defiant, mm-hmm. they're going to have issues that you're going to have a whole lot of patience
yep.
to deal with. It's not just like having a happy little kid that's going to listen to everything you say. It's not.
Yep.
So when you take that burden on, you have to really know what you're getting into.
Yeah, stand by them.
But what is awesome is you're not just saying, oh, this is, yeah, you need to do this, but we're giving you the tools mm-hmm. to do it with. That's
what's
so awesome. And continual
follow-up, yep. And then we have a lot of community partners. So Angel, what's the organization that you work with again? And what's their mission?
Well, I work at Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services, and we provide, you know, basically to help people become mortgage ready, you know, address any credit issues, so financial literacy. Once they're done doing that, if at that point they have the ability to get down payment assistance, so we can, you know, set that up for them in respects if they want to, you know, live in Clearwater. So the city of Clearwater, we do the down payments for them. We're one of the organizations that do that for them. But we're also, so I stay with Tampa or Pasco County. So wherever you want to move to, we can always get you connected to those resources to buy your first home. So with that being said, for the folks that are living with at your location, mm-hmm. transitioning to their own home is a wonderful thing, so it can transition to more families getting more help.
Exactly.
Right?
And
that's
so we're
awesome.
Partnered with Angels mm-hmm. Organization
yes.
to so that our families can, you know, everyone's there for seasons. Some seasons could be a year. So, I just had a family move out. She was there for 10 years and she did move out to buy
Aww.
A home. So that's what we call a true win, is
yes.
when they have used the resources, they've stabilized, they feel like they've gotten what they've needed, and then they've completed the home ownership program and are able to move out to own a home, because we can't offer them home ownership or a rental community, but that's a level of permanency, you know, that,
right.
that really gives stability to that family.
Yes.
So we're partnered with other organizations.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So again, how can someone contact you if they would like to make a donation, guys?
Absolutely. We are, again, newlifevillage.org on the web, and you can donate right there on the website. And then we also love Facebook followers, because we post all the pictures of all the fun things we're
great.
Doing with the kids. So if you look up New Life Village on Facebook, you can see all the fun activities. Like we had Compassion Heroes there yesterday teaching the kids about animals. We got a field trip tomorrow. We're busy having all kinds
That's
of fun.
That's awesome. That sounds like a wonderful place.
And you can also, if you're in need or if you're looking for these type of services, we also have listed in our Community First. It's a resource directory for the community. So if you're looking for these type of services, they're also on our website, and their social media platform is also linked to their site. So it's another way to get in contact with them. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be posting this interview on our website as well. So this would be, you
That's
know,
awesome.
Looping.
So tell us, Angel. Mm-hmm. So guys, Angel is like the resource center. So if you actually...
So walking resource center.
Really, if you need... Even or you just have a question, you know, a lot of people, they just don't even know which way to turn. They don't even know what they need, you know.
Right.
Let's say you're having a difficult time, you know, making your rent or finding a job or whatever your life situation is. Honestly, that's what Angels, our Community First does, is they help you. They put you in contact with, he deals with, hundreds of nonprofits in Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, all in our area, that he is able to direct you where you need to go for help. Because some people, they just don't know. I see all the time, like on, you know, the Nextdoor app and things like that, where people are struggling and they're like, oh my gosh, like I can't pay my electric bill, or I can't pay my water bill, or oh, I have to move and I don't know where to go. Like that is where Angel our Community First can come in and help, and they can direct you where you need to go to get help.
Mm-hmm. And so when are you going to run for office?
Right? Seriously.
Well, you know, I think I, you know, I have a calling. My calling is to help the community first. That's why
again, when are you going to run for office?
And that's why we invited Mariah here, the executive director of that beautiful organization that maybe a lot of people don't know about it. This is a great platform in which people from all over, from Pinellas County, is hearing this right now. I mean, we got thousands of people listening to this call, and I think it's a great organization that you have, and to support your organization, because it's not, you know, it doesn't run free, and there's cost to this, right? So we encourage you folks to support organizations such as this one, you know, like Village, to help these children, because you know, by your having this financial support for organizations like this, it changes a lot of people's lives, and that's the person who is going to be saving you if you get in a car accident, the doctor, the lawyer, you know, those are the kids that you're actually supporting.
They are upcoming government. They are our leaders of
tomorrow.
That's
our future.
And we also have openings, though. So if you are a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle raising your relatives, or you are fostering or are adopting, contact us because we have housing.
I wish I had this woman's phone number. I'm serious. She's a grandmother, and she's raising 11 grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness. She's two townhouses.
Not one parent is involved in their lives, like, at all. They all have issues or whatever. Yeah. She is an amazing woman. I do not know how to contact her, because if I did,
well, if she's listening,
if you're listening,
right? I met her actually. She was at the courthouse, and she was there to do some paperwork or whatever. And her and I got to talking, and she was telling me the situation, and I was just like, oh my gosh! And it was Christmas time, you know. And she was like, she works at Publix. I'm not sure which one. It's in St. Pete. Maybe I can find her.
How many units do you have available for the families?
We have a total of 48 units in the complex, and we always have openings. If not, there's a wait list, you know what I mean? And you can get added to the wait list to come in when they're available.
Perfect. That one more time, awesome. How can they reach you? They need your service?
Yep. On the web, www.newlifevillage.org. And then on Facebook, the same thing, New Life Village on Facebook.
And it's true, guys. We're all the village. It takes a village.
It does.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Mariah. And we're going to come back to you in a few. But tell us how we can contact you at our community first.
Call me directly at 813-424-8755. And I'll be able to help you.
All right. I'm going to actually get up real quick and let Brian have a seat here. And thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mariah.
So much, Mariah. All right, Brian, are you ready?
I just had someone on spam call me.
Here you go.
You know what they said? They were, I'm being sued.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And they wanted my Social Security number.
Oh, no.
Never.
Make sure you give it to them.
But now I just looked at the phone number. It's spam.
I almost did. No, I'm kidding. Anyhow, this is Brian here. We're on. We got Matt in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, Brian. How about you?
2-hour special today. It went from 3 to 2.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was 3. Now
no, it's 2. It's 2 this week.
2 this week.
Yep.
Come on in, Justin. He's the water man. Do you need any water softener, Mr. Matt?
I'm all right for now, but if I ever need it, I know who to call. I'm calling Justin.
There you go.
You got it.
Do you know, you did me so right. The guy even said, you know who loves you? The guy at our place, the way you gave that testimonial.
All right.
He gives a testimonial. The guy just bought 2 our places. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Matt just jumps in and says, oh, I go there and I love his food.
I do. That's probably the best breakfast I've had. And they're not paying me to talk about them. That's the best breakfast place I've had in town. They're 2 blocks over from my apartment.
And do you know that's the best testimonial?
There you go.
The one that comes from the heart.
Oh, yeah.
And you just felt it. But he had mentioned to me, because the next day he texted me and he wanted me to thank you. So anyhow,
let's all right.
But thank you for helping me with that.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so we got Justin in the house from Countryside Water. It's good you pause, because that makes people think. We got Rachel in the house. See, I know you. You worked with me yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And then we got Bill, the big boss, in the house. He's going to change my life. And then, so tell us, who wants to go? How about this? I'm just going to be quiet. And how about you interview him? Come on. And then he's going to interview you. Can you do it?
Sure.
And then Absolutely. We're going to, no one's there. I'm going to let, but you're going to have to vote for him. But be honest, who's the better interviewer gets $50 gift certificate?
Oh, I get to be the judge?
You get to be the judge.
Okay, I like
Even
this.
Though that's kind of, be fair, Okay, so who wants to go first for the $50?
Go for it.
All right, am I interviewing you first?
I guess.
All right.
Talk in the mic, put the headset on.
All right, so this is Bill Olive. Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself. So you're the owner of United Metabolic Treatment Centers, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And so tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Okay, we have a treatment center in Tarpon Springs. And we're a clinic, but we're not really the typical clinic. We're kind of a treatment center, like a dialysis treatment. Mm-hmm. So people will come in, and we have a revolutionary, kind of a groundbreaking technology that we use that's been used now for about 7 or 8 years, and it shows unbelievable results for diabetics. Typically, diabetics are treated with medication, with exercise and diet, and that's just not working. In fact, in the last 15 years, where diabetics are up like 350% in America.
So, and that's type 2 diabetes versus type 1, is that correct?
Yeah, well, type 2 and type 1, but mainly type 2. 90% of the people are type 2 diabetics.
And what's the difference between the two? Refresh me. I know a little bit about it. But
yeah, sure. Well, a type 1 diabetic really doesn't, the pancreas, which is where the source of the insulin comes from, does not really work. It does not produce insulin. So someone's a type 1 diabetic, they're going to be on insulin injections for pretty much the rest of their life. So, but they still have the complications that the type 2 diabetic has. A type 2 diabetic has a pancreas that's not working up to par. It's not producing sufficient amounts. The increments are not in tune with the body. So it creates a metabolic issue. Mm-hmm. So, how am I doing, Rachel?
I would say that is the perfect way to explain it.
I'm going to take notes if you can do it again.
All right, and then type 2 diabetes is something that is more treatable or preventable, yes. I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
So who's worse, one or two?
Well, if you have diabetes, neither one of them are good, because what's happening is, you've got metabolic failure. I mean, it's the number one cause of adult blindness, cardiovascular issues, kidney issues. I mean, it just really creates havoc in your body. You've got the sugar running through your veins, and it's not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be used inside the cells. And unfortunately, it's running through the veins, just destroying the vascular system of your body. It's also, creating issues for organs. And we see people who have diabetes end up with chronic kidney disease, and which leads to dialysis. And, that's a sentence. Dialysis is, I'm hooking up to a machine 3 or 4 times a week and filtering my blood because my kidneys don't work anymore. So, right.
Does it fix itself ever?
Does diabetes fix itself?
No, like say the kidney problem or the veins, can they rejuvenate like a liver does?
Rejuvenate? No, especially not like a liver does. But you can slow the progression for sure, which is much better than it progressing further into worse disease.
Can you say what you said at the start of the conversation, the revolutionary stuff, all the stuff you said of what your clinic is?
Yeah. Yeah, as I said before, what people are doing there, I mean, it's not the doctor's fault. I mean, they're limited to the things they've been doing for the last 40 years, and that is giving somebody medication, treating the symptoms of diabetes. When someone has neuropathy, they're giving them medication. If somebody has kidney issues, they're putting them on kidney medications. But it's not creating the problem, solving the problem. The solving the problem is to address the root cause of diabetes, which is metabolic failure. So some of our patients, for example, because we're restoring the body has the capabilities of restoring and rebuilding itself. That's what the body does. But when it doesn't have food, the cells don't have food, they can't do that. So we see people get lethargic and tired all the time, And when they do these treatments, all of a sudden they've got energy. They're running around. We've had people in our Houston clinic, for example, who were Parkinson's, had Parkinson's, and literally stopped shaking.
Well, do you have other clinics?
Yeah, there are probably. We're working with a group called WellCell, and they probably have about 50, 60, 70 clinics around the country, but mainly in doctor's offices for the benefit of their patients. We're one of the few standalone treatment centers. But it's important, you know, for a diabetic, because I'll give you an example. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I found out 13, 14 years ago. I didn't feel any different. The doctor says, you got diabetes. Okay. Nothing changed. You know, all of a sudden, I started feeling the effects of diabetes, feeling that sugar in the blood, you know. I started, my eyesight started blurring, you know. You kind of get brain fog. You get to a point where, you know, finally he told me, he said, hey, you've got kidney disease. And I, you know, that's scary, you know. And then I had to put a stent in because I had cardiovascular issues. And I said, okay, this diabetes is serious. I need to do something about it. So I started this treatment. I think my first treatment was in November, end of November of last year. My neuropathy's gone 100%. I mean, literally, I had numb fingertips. I couldn't feel anything. I had pain in my feet, like somebody sticking needles in.
How about your lower left back?
Pardon?
Is that where your pancreas is?
No.
No.
That's, if you have pain in your lower back, it could be a lot of things.
Left.
I mean, your kidneys. It could be.
Not pancreas?
No, definitely not your pancreas. Sorry.
Good, I'm glad.
But when you fix your body, when you fix the cells, I don't want to get religious here, but God made our bodies to heal itself, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, if you can feed those cells, they do their job. And that's what's happening when people don't, you know, have the insulin in there to feed those cells. And that's what we are able to do, is stimulate the body to get back on track and start producing insulin again.
Unbelievable. Well, what do you think?
I think it's pretty fascinating. I think it's awesome what you guys are doing to help people.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we give people their lives back. We really do.
Right.
You know, Brian, we're going to see people come in there who are tired, lethargic, want to sit down in the afternoon, take a nap. You know, you talk to them in more than 10 minutes and they fall asleep in the chair, that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you know, they've got energy. You know, I used to come home and have to take a nap. I mean, now I'm up half the dadgum night because I feel, you know, like I did 25 years ago and got the energy. So it really does make a difference, you know. It's a breakthrough treatment that... it's patented, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's paid for by insurances, and Medicare pays for it. You know, so it's obviously, if they're paying for it, you know, it's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. What about TRICARE? Do you guys take TRICARE?
Yeah, TRICARE, absolutely.
Would you be interested?
Potentially, absolutely. Yeah,
why not?
I'm always trying to get better.
Yeah.
Oh, we have people. There are clinics in California that people don't have diabetes. Mm-hmm. They're just coming in, to get the energy levels and get, you know, because crazy things happen, like hair grows, and nails get better, and because your body is now back to functioning where it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a lot easier to solve issues whenever you get in front of it instead of wait until it becomes.
Absolutely.
You know. Can you say fix diabetes? Or is that illegal? That goes too far.
It doesn't make the diabetes go away, but it can definitely slow progression of future consequences of diabetes, like Bill was saying. So kidney disease and heart disease and...
But solve the problem. What does that mean? Because I wrote that down.
So I think when Bill said solve the problem, meaning we've been treating diabetes the same way for dozens of years and pretty much to no avail, because our people are continuously being diagnosed with diabetes regardless of the treatment that we've been doing for years and years.
Could you say solve the problem with modern technology? Or how would you word it?
I not put simply, but I would word it in kind of giving your body and your cells the necessary tools to be able to do what it needs to do.
How can I shorten what she just said?
I'm quite long-winded, apparently.
No, I think it's beautiful what you said, because you're being informative. But modern technology, no?
Well, the treatment, you know, it's patented, it's FDA approved and everything like that. But we're actually not treating diabetes with anything new on the market. We're not using any new medications. We're using essentially insulin, which has been around for 100+ years.
But the treatment itself is revolutionary for
correct.
The way you're doing it.
The way that we give the insulin is revolutionary. It's something that nobody has done before.
We microdose it, you know, with a very, very, you know, anesthesia pump that's been patented. It's a patented algorithm that actually puts insulin into the blood in minute doses, just like the pancreas does. See, a diabetic, when they shoot insulin, they'll take 2 cc's and shoot it in their leg or stomach or wherever. It takes a long time for it to get into the blood. But when we sit down, we run, you know, these insulin pumps. They actually go into the blood and microdose, just like the pancreas does.
Maybe you could say revolutionary.
Thank you. I'm trying to come up with some
delivery method.
Yes.
So yeah, it's groundbreaking. Say
that again. Is you okay?
Revolutionary
with that?
Delivery
yeah.
method.
Yeah,
that'd be a good word to use.
I'm trying to shorten it because everything she said was beautiful.
So this is Rachel, by the way. This is one of our physicians down there. She's awesome.
What did you just say?
Revolutionary delivery method. Say that 5 times fast.
Mm-hmm. Right. Revolutionary delivery micro method.
Microdosing.
Yeah, microdosing.
And even if I want to complicate things more for you, Brian, not even so much microdosing as precise dosing. And why I like the word precise rather than micro is because, precise. Yes, we're using a small dose,
I like
which
it.
Is micro.
You already got me. Seriously, it's better. I like perfection, precise.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And it's precise because we're trying to mimic the pancreas, right? And that's why... We prefer the word precise rather than micro.
Good. So,
you can
revolutionary micro precise dosage, or
sure.
Just say take out micro.
Take out micro.
I would take it out.
So revolutionary precise dosage.
I like that.
Yeah,
that could actually be the headline.
Hey, Brian, you can reach us at our phone number 727-234-9100. We're glad to bring people in and give them an education, and we'll see if they qualify. You know, like I say, most insurances pay for this treatment.
How am I looking on that, you think? What does your gut tell you?
We're going to take care of you. Don't you worry about it.
I know, but
we're going to make it happen.
Good. Did I tell you what I did today? Can I tell everybody?
Sure.
So I go all the way down to my clinic because I knew you were coming today, and I wanted to say you really got into my heart.
Good.
And I went there, right? But then since I switched insurances, guess what?
They don't take your insurance.
They don't take my insurance. You couldn't even make it up. And the lady was so sweet. She goes, I don't know how to tell you this, but we don't take your insurance. So then I said, okay, everything happens for a reason.
That's true.
Yeah.
So by me switching my insurance, and the whole reason I switched it was so I could...
Yeah, we'll find a way, Brian, to make sure it works for you, okay?
But 100%, if you had a guess, and can you be honest?
Sure, I'll be honest with
okay.
you.
Okay. From 1 to 10, what is the odds of my insurance coverage?
I'd say 80%.
Wow.
We may have to change your insurance again, but we'll...
I'll change it.
Yeah. We're going to find something that works.
80. Don't you like 80?
80 is a good number.
80 is a good number. 80
good number. Better than 50.
That's strong.
Better than zero. All right,
that's
so we're putting
chance.
An ad together on the air. I don't think I've ever done this before. But what we've come up with is revolutionary precise dosage, right? And that it's breaking
groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah, nobody does this. I mean, you won't find this in any clinic. I mean, this is a very, very unique scenario that is... been developed over the last 7 or 8 or 9 years with millions of dollars spent on studies. We have probably 150 studies that address our procedures, and but most importantly, we have outcomes. Patients are happy. They're excited because, you know, I mean, in our Houston clinic, we had a guy lose 77 pounds. His doctor told him he'd probably be blind within a year, and today he's lost 77 pounds, and his eyesight is almost normal.
Wow!
Because you know it a body is powerful; it'll heal itself, you know, if it has the tools, if it has the fuel. We got a website: www.diabetestreatmentclinic.com. Tons of information on there. We've got some very talented physicians at our place. and the people who really care about helping people. So give us a call. We'll be glad to schedule an appointment and bring y'all down and take a look at it, see what we do, how we do it.
Body's powerful. It heals itself.
It does.
Mm-hmm. With the right push.
You cut yourself, it's going to heal. Everybody's seen that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your body heals itself. It's what it's supposed to do, to restore, to rebuild. But it can't do that if it doesn't have the fuel to do that. And that's
right,
the problem.
Fuel. We give it the fuel.
Fuel is glucose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got to process it. It's got to go through procedures through the liver. It's got to, you know, hit the receptors.
I like that. What do you guys think, Mr. Justin?
Yeah. It sounds good.
Rachel?
Love it.
Bill?
You're the man.
Matt?
Matt's giving it a thumbs up.
If anybody has any questions, you know.
Our body's powerful. It heals itself. We give it the fuel.
Yep.
Would you change anything, Rachel?
There's always things I would change.
But be honest, what would you change?
The body is powerful. It heals itself. We give it the fuel it needs to do so.
You like long-winded stuff.
Apparently.
needs to...
to do it, to heal itself.
Right. It's kind of right, because you're kind of like being... Yeah, you're like very...
Precise. There's word again.
You ever had an electric toy or electric tool, and pretty soon, you know, it's great in the beginning, you know, and then all of a sudden it starts to run down because there's no fuel in the batteries anymore?
Right.
It's exactly what happens, because the pancreas does not produce the insulin like it used to, and the body's not getting that fuel. It's not getting that charge.
You know, I have a spiritual answer to that. Do you ever see take your kids to the game where laser tag?
Sure.
What happens is you get a gun, right? I'll explain it to you. So you get this gun. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Laser tag.
Oh, yeah.
And you get this gun. And it's the green team against the red team.
Right.
Right? But when you go out in the field, like where it is, like it's mazes and all that, and you shoot, and if you hit this person, you get a point, and right? But what happens eventually to the gun? It runs out of juice, and where do you got to go?
You got to go back and load it up.
Load it up again. And then what do you do? You charge it up.
Yeah.
And then what do? You go back out again.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be like praying? Could that be like meditation? Could that be like going to church? Could that be like just listening to Christian music? Could it be the same thing as like when you go out, you run out of battery, or like this way, maybe this is better. You go out in a sailboat, okay, and it gets all tattered. But what do you do? What is the person that owns the sailboat? What do?
Resail it.
They come back to port. And what do when they come back to port? They fix the tattered, I don't even know the word tattered is a word, by the way.
It is.
It is good. I said it once and then I said it twice. Tattered. What does the word tattered mean? But I know it sounds good. But tattered the tail, what do they call that
sail.
Thing? The sail.
The sail.
So the tail, the sail is tattered. What do? They come back to port.
Fix it.
And fix it. And then what do?
Go back out.
And sure. Could the ocean represent the real world?
Yeah, I guess. You don't
right,
know.
And then
our clinic is the port.
Yeah. There you are.
But I'm long-winded, right?
But you didn't let me finish. So really, you're the port.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm going with that. I didn't think of that. I'm going to Rachel came up with that. But do you see who you are?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, well, let me
wait,
say this.
Answer the question.
Who are we? We're the battery charger.
That's right. You're the port. You're where tattered sails get fixed. You're where people recharges their guns so they can fight. What else?
Well, a nice part
how
about
was that
our
just,
treatment
is excellent.
Brian, is this that people come in and they might go through a couple of treatments and then they get to a point eventually where they're in a maintenance where they're only coming in maybe once every 4 to 6 weeks. Whereas at first, you know, in the beginning, we have to, you know, kind of get them accustomed to the treatment, and you know they might come in maybe once or twice a week, but you get to a point where you've got, you know, you've actually changed your body to the point where it's actually able now to last a lot longer. So
maintenance is important. Like you never look down on someone from like a spiritual or moral hilltop, like I'm better than you, you're better than me. I'm talking about even the guy that's in front of the store and you know he's homeless. you never look down on them. The only time you look down on them is when you're going to help them up, right?
That's right.
That's the right thing to do. And that's the same thing with maintenance, right? Mm-hmm. You got to maintain, like a car. What do they recommend? Oil change, right? Everybody needs maintenance, right? And that's what you're doing to the body. Just like, think of it as a car. Now, well, I'm going to tell you what type of car I am, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What year? I think it's what year are you asking?
That's a better question.
Okay, you got me there. But I'm a big monster truck.
Okay.
Okay, that's how I visualize it, with my three Rottweilers in the back seat. Okay? And I'm chewing tobacco. Oh. Okay? And I got my, oh, I'm not going to say Confederate flag because that would be not politically correct. But I got my American flag. Okay, what type of car are you?
I have a truck.
Okay, tell me what type.
GMC.
Okay. What are you? What type of, what are you?
I'm the only female in here, and I don't know, or maybe perhaps care.
You're an electrical car.
Sure.
You're rechargeable.
There we go. I'm rechargeable. There you go. Like okay. The Energizer Bunny.
What type of car are you?
Probably a Ferrari.
Ooh, fast. Like the Cheetah.
Like the Cheetah. And maybe a Mercedes, because they're a little more reliable than the Ferrari.
Now, wait a second. I think we were in the middle of a competition here between interviewing. Is that right? Are we
That's
still
right.
in that?
Did he start?
I think okay, Justin started. So, yep, now it's Bill's turn to interview.
Okay, Bill.
So hey, Justin, what do you do?
So, my wife and I own Countryside Water. We're based out of Clearwater, been in business since 1979. My father-in-law started the business back then, and we service Pasco, Pinellas, and Hillsborough counties, and we specialize in water treatment and water purification. So we do well water systems, we do both commercial and residential water softening, reverse osmosis, and filtration systems. So we provide good clean water to the residents of the Tampa Bay area, and we're a woman and veteran-owned business. I'd like to point that out.
Very important, actually.
Very important.
Very important, especially with July 4th.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks for the support. That's why I asked you about TRICARE. Obviously, I have TRICARE. I've got 5 years left in the reserves. I've been in for 15 years with about half of it active duty service time. Yeah.
So you got great insurance. The government takes care of the veterans.
They could do a better job, but it's definitely better than just run-of-the-mill health care, for sure. Yeah.
You know, veterans have a 25% higher ratio of diabetes than a normal person.
Why is that?
Probably because of the diet.
Americans, too. Yeah. That's the number one killer for African Americans.
Stress, too, I think, for veterans.
Yeah, I think diet and stress are probably the two main ones.
Yeah.
So why is it important to have clean water?
Well, the human body is made up of what? 70%, 75%?
86%.
Water? Whatever it is. Rachel, no, she's a medical
Well, let's
professional.
Do another $50 bet.
Oh, boy.
95%.
Okay, we're going to put Bill down for 95.
Yeah.
Wait. Now, I'm going to say 86 already, and then
I'm saying 96.
Okay. That's how you do it, like in the price. I always wonder.
Yeah,
$1.
Is it price is right rules? Is right. that what we're doing?
Yes.
No. So I can do 96.1 then?
There you go.
82.
Oh, 72. I think. All right. I'm sticking with my 86. Can someone Google it? There you go. And this is for $50 gift certificate.
Oh, Rachel's going to look it
up. And it's going to be a Pineapple Jack's. And then what Pineapple Jacks is, he cuts the pineapple in half. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give you a plate. Your plate is a pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Kind of neat. And I got something for my son, double meat and all that. And I got to tell you, you think I gave him a ticket to the World Series?
Yeah.
Because when you eat that precise thing, what is it?
You're going to be surprised. I'm even surprised.
76.
60%.
Oh, wow.
So everybody
up
went
to
over.
60%, yep. So if we're playing by the Price is Right rules, Brian.
No.
Oh, we all failed then with the Price is Right rules.
Let's do something else where we can all win $50.
Well, listen, we're still working on the first one here.
Yeah. What was that? Oh, yeah.
To kind of expound on that, too. So why do people need good, clean water? There's a number of reasons. Number one, the water is extremely hard down here, which is hard on your appliances. It's not good for your skin or your hair. and all the cities down here chlorinate the water, right? They have to. They have to disinfect it to so it's safe for consumption and safe for you to shower in and so on and so forth. And so it's extremely important to have a water softener. Think of it, it's an appliance, right? Just like your refrigerator, just like your washing machine. And it really is a necessity, especially in Florida, because that hardness can, you know, cause havoc with your dishes, make your appliances last.
Could it be hard on the veins, too, that you drink?
It could be if you're drinking
the water. Right, think about that, like the pipes, your veins.
Mm-hmm. And so it's extremely important to have good, high-quality water for your body. And then with the reverse osmosis, which is a big part of our business, we purify the water. We have the option to add an alkaline filter. Some people want, you know, the minerals put back in the water and they want a higher pH. There's obviously a lot of research out now that says, hey, alkaline water, good for the body or can be good for the body. And so I always tell people, if you don't have a reverse osmosis, why would you let your body be the best filter that your water goes through? That's just not a good idea.
Wow.
Because you can't change a filter in your body, right?
Exactly.
But you
That's
can
right.
for your reverse osmosis.
You can change
osmosis.
A filter in your sink, but when the filter's in your body go, I got news for you. It's probably over.
Uh-huh. If you think about what you guys do, right, it all has to do with health, and it's better for mm-hmm. people. If you believe in what you do, right, and if you love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life.
That's true.
Right? And who is there when you... if I said one word for love, who is love? God, right? Yeah. Where love is, God is, right? Mm-hmm. So you love what you do. I can feel it. You love what you
absolutely.
Do. Matt, think about what you do. Matt helps people promote their businesses or get their message out there. Mm-hmm. And he does it in a professional way. And like you did with me with our place, you help people.
And I'm in the entertainment business, the entertainment and information business.
This whole time I haven't had these on.
Yeah, I mean, Brian's just now putting his headphones on. I've been in the entertainment and information business for the better part of over 15 years now, between college radio and working professional radio. Like you said, you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's right.
Right.
And if you do what you love, the money will follow.
Right. And even if it doesn't, you enjoy life because you're doing what you love.
Exactly. I wouldn't trade this in for anything.
Right. But it is important to make, like, my daughter's in, I have two kids in college right now. My daughter got an associate's degree at the age of 16.
Wow.
She's going to USF, right?
That's awesome.
So when kids are small, how old are your kids?
I don't have kids.
Okay, but just...
that one has kids.
Yes.
Right, how old are they?
7 and 10.
Cost you nothing. Right? Well. Wait till your kids go to college and high school. Mm-hmm. You know, $150 sneakers.
You either have money or you have kids. You don't have both.
That's very well said.
But I just want you to know that I'm really proud of my daughter. And then my son got a scholarship playing football at USF.
Oh, good.
Right. Right. And he was coming here, right, for a while. And then now he hasn't come in the last couple of weeks. So, but anyhow, we're going to go to a break. This break is being sponsored by Keith's Cleaning Service. And now Keith is on integrity, and he's very important on being work ethics. His theory is you clean from the top down. Did you know that? Top down?
Absolutely.
For cleaning? I never knew that.
Well, how do you shower?
Yeah. Top down.
Top down.
That's right.
Right. So that's
first.
Keith's Cleaning Service. And then we're going to have Loki on later. For Loki Motors. And then we're going to finish up here with the interview. And then we're going to find out who won the $50.
Oh.
And we're going to secretly... he does have an inside track on you, right?
Yeah.
So if you win, that would be just amazing.
That was like a good underdog story.
Yeah, man. Follow the money to see on that one.
I am Switzerland.
Okay. So we're going to go to break. Thank you.